My guest today is Brad Schnitger, who's the founder of Musically, a new organization that is dedicated to the licensing of local music.
Licensing of local music is the nugget idea there. Yeah.
And how'd this project get started?
I would say a lot of the ideas for it were born out of my prior work with the All Night Party, also a music licensing agency, I guess you could say. And the thing that we ran into all the time was there wasn't quick enough access to the local music that we wanted to license. For whenever we'd get a call in for various uses, it's like, well, we know the band, we know the musician who would be perfect for it, but we couldn't fire the trigger quick enough. So Musically will be built to make that easy.
Let's take one step back. You're talking about licensing music. Licensing it for what exactly?
Commercials, for web videos, for films, for radio, for any use, really.
Is it that they find a piece of music and say, I want to use this? Or is it that they come to you and say, I have this project and I would like a piece of music that sounds like this?
Yeah, either way, any person or entity that wants to search the library will be able to go there and search under keywords and length or Q-type, all kinds of different searches. I mean, they can find what they're looking for, or you could post, eventually you'll be able to post a call for music, like I'm looking for this, this, this. And then artists and Musically will be able to pitch their songs to those music calls.
I see. And then is there a lot of legal information involved in all this, or is that your job to try and...
Yeah, there is like too much legal. But that's kind of part of the goal, is to make that easy for the artists who are putting their music in the library, allowing them to set rates for different types of uses. So, for instance, like a web video, you know, some local company wants to put some music in their web video, but the legal stuff, mostly we just click through stuff. You agree to the terms that Musically has, that sort of thing. But I want to make that as easy as possible, and that's going to be a language thing that I'm going to be working through when I build the copy for the website and that sort of stuff.
Now, Cincinnati has a very active, very robust local music scene. There's bands that have had lots of national attention, and there's bands that are still basically playing in their garage. What kind of band are you looking for Musically?
Any band, really, as long as you're creating good music that someone might like. I think at this point, I'm considering there'll be like an application, and that's just so that I can get music in the library that's of a certain production quality. I'm not going to filter it by genre or anything like that. It's just like if the recording of the song is of high quality, then, well, great, we'll put it in the library and add it, tag it up, and if somebody's looking for that kind of music, they'll make it available.
So let's say I'm in a band and I have a song that I think is just perfect. What do I do next?
You would go to our website. You would create an account and just start filling out the forms that'll be there. I'm currently in the process of building those out. There's a quick application, and then I review it. I listen to the music and make sure that there's not like a ton of tape hiss or something like that, or make sure that it sounds good. And then I send you an email and you're all set, and you can start tagging your song. You can set your rates for various types of uses of it, and off you go.
Is there a cost involved for the musicians?
There will be a cost involved depending on what level of account you want. Right now, I'm going to be doing it on a per-track basis. I'm working on that right now, like what's the price point that makes sense.
And then the overall goal is that by using Musically and getting your music licensed and exposed, this money will come back to you tenfold.
That's the best case scenario, yeah. But I'm also building it in a way that even if you don't license any of your music, there's still some valuable services that you get by putting your music in it, such as digital distribution, such as a direct-to-fan sales platform, an electronic press kit. We're partnering with Cloud Press Kit, which is through CincyMusic.com folks. So we'll be connected directly through their API for that. So you'll have an array of other services that you'll be able to manage in one place, all the while you enter your music into the library and get it ready, make it available to be licensed, should that ever happen.
And then you have a big kickoff event coming up at the Woodward very soon.
Yep.
Could you tell me about that?
Sure do. The event is called Musically Goes Bottoms Up. It's May 7th at the Woodward. I'll be giving a short presentation on Musically, going over the alpha version that we'll be beating up on soon here within the next couple weeks, and going over the features it'll have. There's two companies that have sponsored the event, The Garage OTR and Reveal Concepts. And they are the first two Cincinnati businesses who have licensed music through Musical.ly. So I worked out a deal with Buffalo Killers for those two companies to license a two-song giveaway for this event. So yeah, May 7th at the Woodward.
Is that open to the public or is it invitation only?
It's open to the public at 7 p.m. From 6 to 7, it's VIP invite only. If there's anyone out there who is interested in music licensing or licensing local music or both, you can email me. I'll send you a VIP invite and I'll buy a free drink.
Fantastic. Well, my guest has been Brad Schnitger, founder of Musical.ly, a local music licensing organization starting off here in Cincinnati. For links to more information about Musical.ly, you can visit wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jim Nolan.